We're on. Okay, we're both on. I want to quickly finish Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. Then we can have some time to go to Beis Medrash and continue Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph. Everyone please turn to If Hey, I think is where we're up to. By the way, you want to hear something very, very fascinating? I just got a WhatsApp yesterday from Sif Dalit and from Sif Hey.
Wait,
someone WhatsApped me yesterday. They said, I don't remember if this is on the shut or private. They said they had, I don't know why they did that. I always, when people WhatsApp me shyless, you don't know how many times I have to resist the urge to say, why did this happen in the first place? Because, like, that's usually not, like, a helpful thing to say. And this was far from the most egregious example, meaning, yeah, I've had really bad ones. You know, this is like, okay, like, why were you careless? But I've had, like, are you retarded? But anyway, they had an upside-down pan on the plaza, Flacy Pan, was this other group?
Yes.
And a macaroni and cheese fell on it, landed on the bottom of the pan, but on the top, it was an upside-down pan. I'm not sure exactly, like, what this is. Some Shabbos warming up Shal Shudis, like, Deirol Gavi Kedera. If you're doing Deirol Gavi Kedera warming up Milchik Shal Shudis, you should switch to Flacy Deirol Gavi Kedera for a Milchik Deirol Gavi Kedera. That's what we do in our house. But anyway, so what do you do in that case? So I said, this is very clever, because solid macaroni and cheese fell on a dry pan, right? It wasn't being cooked, and it basically roasted there, right? Macaroni and cheese fell down. It was roasting on that. That needs leavening, which is, you know, very difficult. So I said, but it depends if the pan was benyama or not. That's some sofer we learned, right? Because remember, we hold, unlike the Shach here, we hold basar and chalav as a terabala. And what does the Sam Sofer say? If it was basar from 3 days ago and chalav from today, that's still a terabala. Because there's no isar basar b'chalav. So if it's a terabala, you can kash it to a gola. So that's the cool idea of the fellow.
Even the hoplites might not be a real fire?
Even that we consider electric fire to be a real fire. Okay, now I'll tell you in a second the shayla I got from Sif Hey, but first let's learn Sif Hey. Sif Hey, in Hegel Kliyatzarch, Liban also the Shamsa Bachaman of Philosophy Idea Ish. You're having a need Liban, right? Because it's used for roasting. And you do Hagola to it. That's not good enough. But there's Machlokas and Tosos and Chulin, Dafkes, 2 days, we talk like the Machrodea. If you do Hagola to a Liban Dikli, is that enough to use for cooking? Right, because maybe you'll say, Hagala is not enough to get out all the blios, but it's enough to get out the blios that come through cooking. So now I can cook and no more blios will come out. The answer is no, it's not enough. The answer is that if something needs leaving, let's say it's a baking tray, and I do Hagala to it, I haven't gotten out all the blios, even if I just use it for cooking next time, then blios will still come out. Because when you do Hagolah to something that needs Liban, it gets out some Blios. But every time you cook, more and more Blios come out. And therefore, it is still Usher. So basically, it's worthless to do Hagolah to something that needs Liban. That's the bottom line. Add the Ramah. Avomotor lishtamesh botsone. Ah. If something needs Liban and you did Hagolah, you can't use it for roasting, obviously. You can't even use it for cooking. But you can use it for cold. This is the Ramah. Remember the beginning of Tani Aleph? That whole thing. Can you use it for cold? This, I got a call yesterday also on my way home from a Talmud who is on a business trip in California. And he wants to know, you know, he was a little rusty on the Yordaya. I mean, he didn't learn Yordaya in Smicha yet. Maybe someday when he retires. But he wants to know, can he use the cold spoon to eat yogurt, et cetera, if it's all trace? If he assumes it's all trace in the Airbnb or the hotel or wherever he's staying on a business trip. So I said, this is Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Hey, which we had mentioned earlier, but this is where it says. You're allowed to use a treif kli for cold. Why? Because there is no bli at all that comes out during cold. Afila lechatchila al yedei adach of shiv shiv heitev, as long as you wash it well to make sure there's no be'en shmutz on it. V'kolshkein b'kli shetar chagola. Even if the kli needs liban, you can use it for cold. For sure, if it needs only chagola, which is a little less treif, you can use it for cold. You can use a treif kli for cold. But, and we know this already, Vidavka be derech arai, kigon shubaveto vikochavim, only arai, like you're in a goyish hotel, like you're staying someplace on a business trip, over the evid, or you're stuck, the evid meaning you're stuck. It doesn't mean literally be the evid, it means you're stuck. If you want to use it, you want to buy a treif bowl and use it every day to eat the Cheerios and milk. No way. Yesh machmirim ve'omrim da'afilu yishtamash l'tzonei tzarech hagalah li'ivan gzeir shem yishtamash l'cham. And that's what we hold. You have big kviyot, like in your house, in normal life, you can't even use it for cold. As a gzeir, you might use it for hot. Okay, that halachas we learned already. There's a machlokes here in the Shach and the Taz. What about putting cold vinegar in it? Can you put cold vinegar in a treif kli? Ba'arai. So, the Taz says something that's a big chiddush. You can even put cold vinegar in it, which is a big chiddush. Okay, that really comes up based on, you know, let's wait till we get to it in the Ramah, and then we'll chazer it. Let's continue the Ramah then. V'hachi nogin, that's our minig. V'afilu kim sheshamish b'tashmish b'tzonin yishlocho shechimbo yayin tomku kesef nogin lahagel vein l'shanos. Even things only used for cold. Things used for cold, we learned, you just have to bring through cold water. But if you think they might have put hot on it, they don't usually use it for hot, but they might have, like silver bechers. They might have put something hot in it, so therefore you should do hagala. The minig is that we're choshish, anything they might have put hot in, we do hagala. Because you never know. The Ein L'shanos should not deviate from the minhag. And even counters and tables that we buy from the Goyim, we do hagala on, because they might have spilled hot food on them. You're not supposed to put hot food on the table, but they might have spilled hot food on it. And the Shach says we do hagala v'iroi, but we'll get to that in Siman Tov Tanav. V'davka l'chaschila. This is all to suspect that something happened. This is like machzik eser. That's the chachil. V'di'evet ein lachshchad. V'di'evet, you don't have to worry. Let's say you bought a something that's only used for cold, and you didn't kasher it and used it for food. V'di'evet, it's okay, because it's just a chashash lachatchila. And therefore, kli cheresh in ishtam shuvat zonei me'achad yasher bagala mikri di'evet v'tagilu b'miko stifa heitev u'mutz elikin lo achar kach afilu dvarim karifin. Before we get to that. Therefore, let's say you buy a kli cheresh from a guy. Shach says you can buy a kli cheresh from a guy. And it's only used for cold. It's normally used for cold. But the Ramah says, Rechoshes, they might have once used it hot. You have to do agola l'chachila. Ava kli cheresh, you can't do agola. So therefore, it's considered b'di'evet. You get kli cheresh from a guy, even if he might have put hot in it, you can use it with just rinsing, because there's no option of hagola. So you rely on the ikra din. The ikra din is you can assume normalcy. You don't have to assume weird uses. Okay, so l'chachila, we assume weird uses, if possible, and do hagola. But the ikra din, if you're stuck or b'di'evet, or the klicheres, then you can assume they used it the normal way most people use things. And then it's okay. And, what does he add? If you have this klicheres, you can even put verm charifim like vinegar, etc. You can even put liquid charif like vinegar. For sure you can put solid charif like spices. Kayotzen, the ayin le'el, simen tadi aleph, that we already discussed in simen tadi aleph. Here you have machlokas shach and taz. In which case can you put vinegar, cold vinegar, in a kli? The Taz said, any treif kli you can put cold vinegar. Cold vinegar doesn't take out the bliya of a clean treif kli. Big chiddush of the tremendous chiddush of the Taz. We do not pass like it at all. We say it doesn't make sense. So the heter lasim cholmetz the kli says the Taz afilu the kli shebola iser im. If it's clean, more at the shoot up. As long as the kli is clean, chometz won't get out the bliya. We totally reject that. The achron, later achron say, sarich im gadol what the svar is. We don't agree with that at all. That's ridiculous. Chometz is a davar charet, it's kavush. Kavush kumavushal, of course chometz is going to get it out. We do not agree with this taz. We agree with the shach. No, there's no such heter. Says the shach, no. That's usher. Because of Kavosh Kimavushal. Ah, then what's the heter of the Ramah? No, the heter is a kli cheres, which min hastam wasn't ever used hot. That's the context of the Ramah. If you have a kli cheres that you min hastam never used for hot food, then you can even put chometz in it because you assume it's kosher. That's the only cool of the Ramah. Okay, great. There's another discussion of the Shachar and Tesvav. We'll skip that for now. We'll go on Tesvav. Tesvav is very important. It's a fundamental machlokes. How to interpret a Gemara in Zvachim Das Tzadivav. Okay? Yes?
Why is this not Ben Yomo? If the Kli isn't Ben Yomo, so why can't you just also use it both in Kavua? Because Bethem, it's like, meaning using Kavua as a Xer, you might mess up and use it one time cooking. and then he's only there for a Darabana. And
hold on, Chazal made Xera. Now he uses an Ein Ben Yomo Kli, Hatzer Ben Yomo, right?
Yeah.
So, how can you use an Ein Ben Yomo Trace Kli?
No, for a cold.
But it's called Shtim Avashal, man. It's like hot.
No, not for a cold. Sorry.
Oh, you mean Kavua?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, that's an interesting question. You have to say that Al Pi Minhag, we can make Xera like Xera. Or that it was all one Xera.
This is a Minhag?
That's unclear if it's a Minhag or a Din.
Oh.
Right? But you could always say it's all one Xera.
Okay, and then the second question is, in the case of the chashash rafo kilo about the countertop, also if it's a countertop that ain't no ben yomo, so maybe we can not be choshesh for it.
Right. So the assumption is that all these things. That's probably Al Pi Minhag. Al Pi Minhag work Michoshe's extra. Okay. The Gemara in Zvachim Das Tavi Vav says, what's the difference in kashering a truma pot and kashering a kutchin pot? Right? It says, if you cook kutchin, meaning mariko shtifa, kashering, like it says in Parshat Tzav, but if you cook truma, not. Where it says that's ridiculous. It says mafurash that you need to kasher a pot from truma before I use it, right? If Chaim has a truma pot, I have to kasher it before I use it. So what's the difference? The Gemara has a whole list of differences. One of the differences relevant here is what's called, if you cook in part of the pot, you need to kasher all the pots. Which, by the way, this could come up in a local mitzvah cases. What does it say? Bishel b'mitzvahs kli. You only cook in part of the pot. It says, in kodshim, you have to kasher the whole kli. You need hagola, technically, mikra, shtifa, b'chola kli. But in truma, no, only the mikzah kli should be shelbo. Okay. Now, what's the 61? What do inquiring minds want to know? We know the rule of kodshim. If you cook in part of the kli, you have to kasher the whole kli. We know the rule of truma. If you cook in part of the kli, you only have to kasher that part of the kli. What do we want to know? What if it's not kashrim or truma, but tray? What about tray? Where does tray fit in here? Now, it's not the Gemara's fault for not telling us. This is the middle of Shaka Matari about kashrim. But what about tray? So this is a fundamental machlokes in the Rashi and the Torah. Obviously, I mean only the Rashi and the Torah, but that's who's brought up here. Said the Rashi. Says the Rashba, what's the principle? This is the normal rule of Hagola, including Isser. The normal rule of Hagola, including Isser, is that if you couldn't part of the Kli, you have to kasher the whole Kli. What does the Torah say? So what's Truma? Truma is an exception. What's the exception of Truma? This is an exception because truma is really heter. Okay, now I'm oversimplifying a little. Truma isn't totally heter in all ways. It's not total heter bala because it's always truma. But since truma is mutter for kohanim and even for zarim, it's not as chomer as other things. Like tiny amounts of truma might not be usher for zarim in certain cases where the kohen doesn't need them anymore. It gets very complicated, and the Rambam is complicated things. Lamaisa, truma is more makel because it's not totally usher, and therefore you can only kasher part of the kli. But isurim are like kachim; you have to kasher the whole kli. In which case, according to the Rashi, isurim you have to kasher the whole kli. Says the Torah? No, the Torah is a much better shot. The Rashba is, it's dachuk and I've oversimplified it. Okay, says the Torah? No, this is the rule. This is the normal rule of Hagalah, including Esser. That's the normal rule of Hagalah, including Esser. That, excuse me. That you only have to kasher the part of the kli you used. Ah, what's it of kachim? Kachim is a gzeres hakasher by kachim. There's a lot of gzeres hakasher by kachim that don't apply to chulin. Like, for example, a kli cheres that you cook treif in. It's treif forever. Do you have to break it? Or instead of breaking it, can you bury it in a landfill? if I put trace in a clicheris, what do you think?
Buried
in a landfill. I can do that as long as I don't eat. I can try buried in a landfill, right? I can drop it in the ocean. But in kachim, you have to break it because it's a ritual. So likewise, in chulin and truma, etc., you only have to kasha the part you use, kibola kakpolto. Ah, in kachim, there's a ritual of kashering, mariku shtifa. The ritual requires the whole kli, because rituals have to be done all the way. That's what he says, the gzeiros hakasov, the kachim. A ritual, in kachim, you have chumras, there's a ritual thing you have to do. You know, if the blood gets on your clothing, you have to do a ritual kind of laundry, not regular washing machine. If it gets on your clicheris, you have to do a ritual kind of breaking in the right place, in the right way, not just throwing in the garbage. And if it gets into your metal clay, you have to do a ritual kashering the whole thing. But the basic rule is only part of it. So this is the fundamental machlokes, the basic rule to only kasher part of it, or the basic rule to kasher all of it. Very fundamental machlokes. Very important. Nafkmin and the shachs of cut into Zion. The shach to cut into Zion says, there's one case where, someone take a picture. I didn't use my space properly. One case where everyone agrees. What is that? Let's say I cook fleishik in a pot. Fleishik, what did we just say, is called heteravala. Or I cook milchik in a pot. Then everyone agrees I only have to kasher the part that I used. Why? Because according to the Torah, the normal rule is kasher only the part that I used. And according to the Rashba, the normal rule is that I have to kasher the whole pot, except for makil things like truma, which aren't so usher. Well, fleishik is also not so usher. It's a teravala. So it was the kasher part of the pot. That's the shach and sukkot design. He says that. Now let's go through the shitas. We're not going to go through all the rayas. Let's take two cases. How about bishel basar o bishel chalav? Right? And now I want to make it paris. I cooked meatballs in a pot once, and now I want to make a paris again. So it says the shach, sekut and tes zayin, lekuli alma yachol lahagil miktaf hakli, meaning hachilek should be shelbo. Because It's no worse than truma. It's more makel than truma. Meat is more makel than truma. Meat isn't us at all. Right? And that's what he says. The Rashba gufe mode that he's a terrible. Because you said so chol miktsas rosh hashir lebasar sagili behechshir miktsaso plus you cost mishmer sabayis the Rashba self rosh mishmer sabayis. This is a good kula. Lichat chila we don't usually use this kula. Because why get into it? It's confusing, etc. But this could be a big nafkamina bidi evit sometimes. Like, for example, this has to do a little with some inside a gimel. Let's say someone says, oh, terrible problems. I sauteed onions in the bottom of my fleishik pot. Even though it's not benyom, if you saute onions, a problem, etc., etc. So, that case is not necessarily going to help us so much. Okay, but let's say all right, I'm not thinking of a great example right now, but Lemaisa, just because I can't actually find enough Gemina this Shach, but without having a really weird case, you know, say, I sauteed onions in my fleishik pot, and then I put them with cheese. Uh-oh, we seem to have a problem here. Hold on, I'll make a weird scenario. I only use the fleishik pot once. You only use the fleishik pot once? Yeah, and I only, cooked on the very bottom of the pot, cooked a little. And it's not going to be a good case. Every time people cook, they stir and they get it all over the pot. Most of the time, people cook in the whole pot. Okay, I don't have a great example. But theoretically, you had a case where you cooked a little milk in the pot. You only cooked milk in the bottom of the pot. Then you only have to kasher the bottom of the pot. L'chatchila, we generally don't, it's hard to figure out how to rely on this because when you cook milk in the pot, often you pour it out the side of the pot and then it goes through the whole pot. Chametz
would be the same as this, or would that be?
Chametz would be very interesting. The answer is that, no, we're machmer chametz. We'll see that in Tafel Aleph.
Let's go to the classic case. Right? How about he shall answer the clea? Right?
What's the din? So what do we have here? Here we have two possibilities.
One, according to the Rashba, Sarif Lehagil Kol HaKli.
Right? That's one possibility.
Second possibility is, according to the Torah, Sarif Lehagil Rak HaChilek Shabishomo.
Only the part that you actually had food in, not the empty part of the kli. Okay, now even that, you could think of two reasons why you only have to kasher the part of the kli that you cooked in. So let's see. Says the Mechaber, Vav. Kli matchos af vishesh omrim shim nishtamish bo iser mitzoso nesar kulo. Even though there are those who say that if you cook in part of the kli, the whole kli gets usser. You cook in part of the whole kli becomes usser. Right? That's what comes out of the Rashi. You cook in part of the kli, you have to kasher the whole kli, the whole kli is usser. Because it all gets hot and the bliya spreads through the pot. Yeah, when you cook in part of it, it all becomes trace. When you kasher part of it, it doesn't all become kosher. You have to kasher all of it. Right?
This is the Rashba. The Mechaber Paschim like the Rashba. And what's the Svara? The Svara is... What's the Svara?
I'm sure Caleb's like a din in itself and not about removing the Leo.
Not necessarily. The Svara is that the shall be mixed us plea nichna sablia lachola plea.
Right? If you cook in part of the plea, the blia goes into all of the plea.
However, in hechsher mixed us a plea, lo nichshar kol hakli.
Meaning, it's easier to become trace, it's easier to get trace than to stop being trace. It's easier to go in than to go out, right? When I was a kid, they had these advertisements for some sort of roach motel, right? Roach trap, roaches check in, but they don't check out. Right, the blea can go in easily, but to get it out, it's hard.
Well, we would just have been a parrot way back in the beginning.
Aha, so, okay, I was wondering if someone asked that. Right, meaning, give me half a second,
easier to get bleos in than out.
Okay, that's the psak of the Mechaber. For Svardim, it's pretty pushit.
How does that work with
Kavolo Kavolto? The answer is Kavolo Kavolto doesn't mean in every single case exactly Kavolo is exactly Kavolto. Kavolo Kavolto means that's in the Chumash. The general category of Bolo is the general category of Polto. If it was used for roasting, it needs Liban. If it was used for cooking, it needs Hagola. And we'll see in some time if it was used in a Kli Rishon, it needs Hagola Kli Rishon. Using a Kli Sheni, it needs Hagola Kli Sheni. The general level. But not every detail of how you do it. No, the general level. Like, for example, this we'll see is a big machlokas, right? Big machlokas. What if it was used for cooking at 190 degrees? Can you kasher at 190 degrees or you need boiling water? Right? Do you say Kabbalah Kapolto down to every detail or just the Madrigas Kabbalah Kapolto? Okay, here's the Madrigas Kabbalah Kapolto. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Let us go to the Ramah, says the Ramah. And the Ramah here doesn't say he's arguing. And the Achronim is saying the Derech the Ramah is that even when he's arguing on the Mechaber, if he could sort of just write on and like twist the Mechaber into his Shita, then he won't say V'yesh Omrim. He'll just like turn the Mechaber into his Shita. Not that he's lying to us. He knows the Mechaber is not a Shita. However, it's the literary Derech the Ramah that he wants to argue on the Mechaber, but he could just make it sound like one flow. He just flows in and turns the Mechaber into his Shita. And that's what he's doing here.
He's writing for people who just read the Mechaber like
Ashkenazim. He's writing for Ashkenazim. For Ashkenazim, it's not so important to know if he's arguing the Mechaber or not. They just need to know what they should do. So what should Ashkenazim do? He says, V'davkin ishtamish b'kulo. He says, not only if you used all of it, you need to kasher all of it. He sort of you think the Mechaber meant if you used part of it, you have to kasher all of it? No, if you used all of it, you have to kasher all of it. So if you know you only use some of it. So I'm saying, is that such a common case? Because, you know, if I boil up half a pot of milk, then often like I'll stir it or I'll pour it out the side or something. It's not always so simple to know you only use part of the pot, but if you know you only use part of it, right, like then, I still haven't answered Yosef's question, I'm sorry. I mean, Yadur Shalom Yishtami, so so Kibolo Kachpolto says the Ramah based on the Torah. The Torah himself, and this is how the Ramah says, is Shita 2, says the Torah, Kibolo Kachpolto, I just told Oren in the name of the Mechaber that we don't say Kibolo Kachpolto in the exact part of the pot, just in the general Madrega of Liban or Hagala. Ramah says no, Kibolo Kachpolto. What's the Svara? Kibolo Kachpolto, meaning, Dishel v'nichtas kli nichtas havliya l'chol kli, but then hegel v'nichtas kli nichtas havliya l'chol kli. Because bola kachboto, if the bliya went into the kli through part of it, then it'll come out of the kli through part of it. Kibolo kachboto. That's the Pesach of the Ramah. Now, let me go back to Yossi's question. Yossi asked a side question. He said, in the Mechaber, and in the Ramah, for that matter. Right? We still have to leave room for Pesach 3. And the Ramah, for that matter. Yossi asked, hold on a second. But we Paskin, not like Reina Peretz, we Paskin never goes into the whole clean in the first place. So what's the big deal? Right? So, you might recall, I think it was a Pitzchitshuva there. In the beginning of this, Rabbeinu Peretz comes up twice. You remember the Beit Hillel and the Magen Avraham? Ring the bell? There was Taka Imachlokes, we Paskin against the Rabbeinu Peretz. So why should it go into the whole thing in the first place? If I can find it in 1 second, I will. I think it was this one. No. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Beis Hillel and the Magen Avraham versus the Shach that we are about to see. So, let's see the Shach. And then we'll still let it. Says the Shach, and he disagrees with the Ramah and the Mechaber. He is based on the Maharam Metz, who is not so famous to us, but the Shach says amazing things about him. There's a Gobel of Poskim, and the Maharshal. And this is how the Shach Poskim. They say a third Svara. They say the same Lemaisa as the Ramah. Dishel b'mikzas kli, you only have to kasher mikzas kli. But a totally different Svara. What is the different Svara? Svara is, like Yossi said, Svara is that Bishal v'miktas kli, nichnas habliya, rak l'miktas hakli, equals the chilek shebishal bo. You know why you only have the kasher part of it? Not because it went into the whole thing, then kibolo kachpolto will go out from the whole thing through that part. Like Oren Tavimina, that's the Ramah. No, it never went into the whole thing. If you cook in part of the kli, it only goes through part of the kli. No. If you cook in part of the kli, it only goes through part of the kli. It's that simple. And therefore, of course, you only have to kosher part of the kli. Only part of the kli became trace. Right? Now let's get back to Yossi. Says Yossi, that's exactly why we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Peretz, right? Says Yossi, then it's Nicha. Lefi ma de kaimalon besinin sadi dalid dilo kirabenu peretz klomar nisharim rak kineged chelek hakaf
Shevetocha Tavshil, right? That's what you meant, Yossi?
Yes.
When you pass the Gezer eating parrots, you only need shishim times the amount of spoon that's in your food, not the whole spoon. Because it doesn't travel through the whole thing. That's the shach, so it never travels through the whole thing. Okay, what is Ram? The Ramah and Mechaber both agree the whole thing became trace. What do they hold? The answer is they hold like the Megillah there, quoted from the Magen Avraham, like the Shavura said in Simchat Aleph.
Right, you want to know how to fit this into Simchat Dalet? Beit Hillel is Hinchei Tshuva, Simchat Dalet, the Shem Magen Avraham, and many others say no. See, there's a difference between coming in and coming out. They say that if part of the kli is in the tavshel, lios only go out from part of the kli, but go in to the whole kli.
And this is where they get it from. Okay, now if you're very clever, you'll ask me another question, which I don't know the answer to, so I'm not going to give you a clue. Anyway, let's just review for a second. We have three shitas as to what happens when you only cook in part of a kli. First sheet is the machaber, who's following the rashba, who's saying, compared to kachim not truma, if you cook in part of the kli, the whole kli becomes trace, and if you're kasha that part of the kli, only that part becomes kosher, the whole kli stays trace. Okay? Then you're in trouble. Then there are two mekilim, but for two different reasons. The Ramah, based on Torah's Mekil, Kabbalah Kacholto, if you cook in part of the kli, the whole kli gets the blia. But Kabbalah Kacholto, if you kasher part of the kli, the whole kli takes emits the blia out, gets rid of the blia. And then there's the shach, says, no, if you cook in part of the kli, only part of the kli becomes trace. And then, of course, you only need to kasher part of the kli, because only part of the kli was trace. Halacha l'maisa, the shach and the Ramah come down to the same thing kashering-wise. What's an afghanian between the shach and the Ramah halacha l'maisa? If I cook in the bottom half of the kli, and then I don't kosher it, and then the top half of the kli touches my kosher food. I cook ham in the bottom half of the kli, I don't kosher it, and then the top half of my kli touches my kosher food. According to the Ramah, it makes my kosher food trace. According to the shach, it doesn't. Okay, let's just see how we paskin. How do we paskin? Halacha le ma'aseh. The Sfardim paskin like the Mechaber. Okay. This is for Sfardim. Meaning for Sfardim, if you cook in part of the kli, the whole kli is trace, and if you kasher part of the kli, it doesn't help. Because you haven't kashered the whole kli. How about Ashkenazim? Ashkenazim paskin like the Mechaber. Like the Ramah, sorry. Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah. Most of the Achronim reject the Shach. Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah. However, the Nosi Kalin here point out that if you look at Ramah and Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah was only making a b'dieved. I know here he's not clear about that. If you look at Hilchos Pesach, he omits b'chachilah. So Ashkenazim b'dieved relying on the Ramah. B'dieved, we say Kabbalah Kachfoto. If you only cooked in part of the kli and you kashered the same part of the kli, you've kashered it. However, the chachilah, even Ashkenazim agree to the, this is found in the Shachs of Kutin Yud Ches and the Tavs of Kutin Zayin, that L'chadchila, even Ashkenazim agree, Aval L'chadchila, says the Shach, Gam Kein Tzarech L'Hakshir Kulo, and says the Taz, also the same thing, someplace here, but it's very long.
It's not a real L'chadchila, though. It's just like Stam, thing to do. You need to say, don't have to get confused or whatever.
No, I think it lechachila were choshes for the Rashba Shita. Yeah. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, let's just review. Lechachila bein Sfardim bein Ashkenazim, even if you only have trace in part of a kli, you have to kasher the whole kli. B'dieved, then Sfardim would say, you have to kasher the whole kli, and even b'dieved is not kosher if you only kasher part of the kli. Ashkenazim say, if you kasher the part that you used, then b'dieved, it is okay. That's the psak of this with the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. We'll see. Also says lechachila and b'dieved. Okay, agav. I'll just fill in one more detail. There's a lot more in you can make here, but one more detail. Is there a difference between bishul, which is fixed by hagala, as opposed to sli, roasting, which is fixed by liban? Is there a difference between hagala and liban? So here, The Machaber is very clear. It says Bein Ba'Gola, Bein B'Livan. Right? So according to each of these Shitas, what would they say about Hagola and Liban? According to the Rashba, Hagola and Liban are the same. If you use part of the Kli, it all becomes straight. And if you kasher part of the Kli, it doesn't help. According to Ramah, does this Kabbalah Kachpolto work by Liban or even by Hagola? So, not 100% clear. Not 100% clear. Even by Liban. So, the Shach says, let's just make, according to one, he's Machmir for Hagala and Liban. Same exact thing. Even though the original sin was only about Hagala. How about for the Shach? The Shach? No. He's Makel for Bishel. But Machmir. He's Makel for Bishel, and Bishel it doesn't ask for the whole Kli. But by Kli, he's mitzvah the Mechaber to be Machmir. If you roast, it'll make the Blia go through the whole Kli, and then you have to kosher the whole Kli in order to get it kosher. How about the Ramah? This is controversial. This is Taka Machloke, Shach, and Taz. The Ramah is definitely Makel for Hagalah. How about for Liban? Is it also, do we say Kabbalah Kachpolto, and if you leave into part of the Kli, it gets the whole Kli? Not the Pasha, because remember, Hagalah gets the Bliya out. However, when it came out, Liban doesn't get the Bliya out. Remember, we explained it incinerates the Bliya. So maybe Liban only incinerates the part you're malavi. Who said incinerates the rest of it? So that's a big machlokes. The Shach, the Tor, Lefi Shach, not the Shach, the Tor Lefi Shach is Machmir, but the Torah, Lissi Taz, is still Makel. And the Taz quotes the Ra'ah is definitely Machmer. So here it's unclear. The Ramaz Kabbalah Kachpolto, would he also be Makel by Liban? That if you roasted on part of a spit, you can just do Liban to part of the spit? If you roast, if you baked on part of a baking tray, you can just leave it to part of the baking tray? Or no, it's cooled by Hagala, because Hagala gets things out, so it just gets it all out. It, like, pulls it all out indirectly. But Liban, which incinerates, has to incinerate directly. Shach says, Liban for sure Machmer. I'm Machmer, and the Torah is also Machmer. Taz says, no, Machmer, you showed him the Torah would be Mako, although the Ra'ah would be Machmer. Yeah, Alach L'maisa, we are Mako v'di'evet for Hagala, but by Liban, even v'di'evet, not so pasha to be Mako. Because of the Shach here.
Because of the Taz?
Because of the Shach.
Sorry.
Because of the Shach. Okay. Any other questions? And then we'll go to Sif Zayin. Only one more Sif. Okay? Maybe we can even finish by close to 4 o'clock. Who's in charge of the board? Please. Sif Zayin is talking about kashering knives. What happened when I spoke to this fellow? This fellow called me from California. Very, very nice fellow. For a business trip in California. And I said, yeah, Simon Kofchav Aleph to Ifei. Any Vitrif Kalim in that a place where you're staying, you can use for cold food because it's all right. You're just staying in a hotel on a business trip. It's not regular life. Right? All right doesn't mean once. It means like in an uncommon situation, like a business trip. Even if you're on a business trip for a week. It's still, it's a business trip. It's not a normal pattern of life. I mean, it's an interesting question of where to draw the line, but I don't know. I mean, Stummy's not eating 3 meals a day, you know. I hope he's getting some decent food somewhere. I hope he's getting food brought in from a kosher restaurant someplace, you know, with a proper airline meal with plastic silverware. I don't know if there's kosher restaurants in Silicon Valley that you could actually go eat in. Are there?
In Palo Alto.
Yeah? Okay.
Anyway,
Lo Mishana. So, let's go. I said, except for knives are trickier. Why are knives trickier? So that's the Gemara at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah says that Hasakin Shofa Vihi Tahora. We'll come back to that. And then the Gemara says the very last daf of Avodah Zarah, what is the Ayin Vav and Beis, if I'm not mistaken, says V'noah Te'eser Pa'amin Bekarka. Stick it in the ground 10 times, right? That's the Yikasher knife. We discussed in the Itza, stick it in the ground 10 times, right? From hence, all the non-Orthodox Jews, and even some Orthodox Jews who are not so educated, think you can kosher things by burying them in the ground. They don't realize that's not what the Gemara was talking about. You bury in the ground doesn't kosher things. It's not like planting seed that takes away tumah or a mitzvah that's in the ground. No, what the Gemara meant is you scrub it with steel wool, but they didn't have steel wool. All they had was rags, and a rag isn't so hard. So how do you scrub a knife with something hard if they haven't invented steel wools or hard scrubbies yet? You don't have to go outside, right? You have dirt on the floor of your house. You just take the knife, go to the floor, put it 10 times in the dirt, so my host is showing with a tennis dafka, wheat house and dafka, and then you scrub it 10 times with very hard abrasive sponge called the ground. And then it's koshered. Okay, and then the Gemara says, that's lecho matzone, that's only for eating cold. It doesn't kosher it to use for eating hot, because it's not Hagol or Liban. It's just kosher enough to eat cold. That's what it says in the Mechaber right here. He's just quoting the Mar Sak and Yoshan. A used knife, being gutted and cut, whether big or small, you buy from a guy. And Balasham Shetzon, if you want to use it for cold, like the case in the Gemara, and anyone remember, I told you the fallacious story found in the very end of the Masechet. What example of what cold food were they eating?
An
esrog, right? In Ein Bagumos, if it doesn't have holes, what's the problem? If it has holes, then there might be bits of trace schmutz stuck in the holes which are not going to get cleaned. You know, you could scrub from the steel wool all day long. It's not going to get in the holes, right? The holes are going to be a problem. Let's say it doesn't have holes. Not a certain problem with carcass. You stick it in the hard ground 10 times, right? The sandbox is going to help. It has to be hard ground. Okay. So I saw in some safer it says, it would seem that if you scrub it with like steel wool or some really hard sponge nowadays, that should be just as 10 times if you're just as good. But, you know, I don't want to be a Kaddish thing not found in Chazal. I think these kind of things you can be Kaddish even if they're not found in Chazal, right? So anything hard, like ground, if you scrub it 10 times, that's the equivalent of Ne'itza, right? Because we don't have dirt floors. So maybe it's more convenient for us to scrub it with steel wool or something.
Any dirt, though?
Hard dirt. Not a sandbox.
Rocky dirt?
What?
Rocky dirt?
I mean, if it's rocky dirt, you might hit a rock and break your knife. So.
I mean, the Gemara, the of course, using machetes.
No, that's a different thing. That's much more than scrubbing.
But I'm saying that's clearly.
Yeah, okay, but that's a higher madriga pass. Okay, but Tsar Shkol Neitz and Neitz and Tebe Kaka Kasha. Each time you have to stick into hard ground. You can't stick it 10 times or even twice in the same hole. Because once you made the hole once, now it's not hard anymore. It's not going to be abrasive. Right, so you have to make 10 holes in your floor. What will happen? Well, again, you walk on your floor for a few minutes, the holes will close up. Right? This helps. Me'itza helps even to cut dover charif. As there are must, something obvious. The lishtamish will be kviyos logar mishar klishin ongel hagel filotoni. If you want to use a bekviyos, of course that doesn't help. Because bekviyos, we say, don't use it for cold, lest you use it for hot, right? So it's not going to help to use it for kviyos, because you're still not allowed to use it for hot. But it helps to use it by right for cold, right? So let's say the guy had his business trip in California, and he has a knife, and he needs to cut something cold. So, a rye for cold, it's not enough to just wash it normally. You have to find a very hard scrubby and scrub it vigorously 10 times.
Maybe use a dover charif.
And then the Mechaber says you can use it for a dover charif. Where does the Mechaber get it from? He gets it from the Rashbo, says you can use it from a dover charif. And the Ra also says you can do it for a dover charif. And the Shach points out, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, Tursbites and Bedekabites agree. Sounds like Mashach also agrees. Everyone so far agrees you can use it even for a Dover Charif. Why? Because the example was Esrog. However, is that necessarily a good proof that you can use it for a Dover Charif? Maybe. What is Esrog? What is Esrog called in Simon Sadivad? Sif. Phase? Yeah? Peiros Chamutzim. It's not, an esrog is not sharp like an onion or garlic or radish. It's sour. Who says a sour fruit? It's like our lemons. Who says a sour fruit is like a dover charif? The answer is the Mechaber does. The Mechaber says peiros chamutzim are like charif. Fine, if peiros chamutzim are like charif, then an esrog is like a snow, then it's a valid proof. But what about the Tazir who said maybe peiros chamutzim are not charif? Charif means sharp like horseradish, not sour. Sharp and sour are two different tastes. I don't know if anyone here is a pre-med or anything, what part of my tongue does it, but I'm not a bucky in any of these things, but I just think I'll take common sense. Sour has some similarities to sharp, But sour and sharp are really two different tastes. Near Ellie and my Balabatish, you know, uneducated, non-pre-med opinion. So, maybe it's not such a good proof. So, quote the Pesach Chum in the name of the Bechor Shor. In the Bechor Shor, in its Chidushin for Chulin, says that he proves, meaning, in his opinion, he is Medayik that Tosos disagrees. If that were forced Tosos, then it would be in the Tosos. He's Medayik that Tosos disagrees, and he says that Esro, because Esro is a Chaser Chamus, and that's not Chorus. And therefore, there's no proof that it helps for cutting an onion, right? This fellow's in California. What if he needs to cut an onion with a knife? What should he do? So according to the Machaber, and the Shach, and the Rashba, no problem. Find some, I mean, I don't know if he has this either, but he has some steel wool or something very hard. Scrub it 10 times with something very hard, or I don't know if there's dirt in Silicon Valley. But if he can go outside in the backyard, stick it in the hard ground 10 times. Right?
Silicon back there.
The silicon in the ground. Yes, I don't know what it is. But I don't know exactly what city he's in. Okay, but let's say there's dirt. Go to the backyard, stick it 10 times in the backyard, simple, right? Do exactly what it says in the Gemara, and he can cut an onion. Says the horse, sure, not so push it. He says, I'm not convinced. Maybe Paris Chamutzim are not cars. Like the Kula, that Paris Chamutzim are not cars, leads to a Chumra. That we have no proof that it works for cutting down a car, there's no proof you can't be making. Only says the Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. Interestingly, even the Bechor Shor doesn't say that Medina he's willing to be Machmir. What do you mean? He has a deal in Tosos against the first Rishonim and the Machaber and the Achronim. Okay, but he thinks the Baal Nefesh should be Machmir, so there's room to be Machmir, not necessarily Mi'ikra. Did Mi'ikra do or Mi'ikra? There's room to be Machmir. Okay. So it depends if you're a Baal Nefesh or not. So the fellow called me up. I have to know, is he a big Mahadur and Machmir who really wants to be a Baal Nefesh, or is he a regular guy? And then I'll know how to paskin about how, what he should, about whether he can cut onions while he needs or not. So let's just chazer for a second.
Could I make those if he uses a sponge?
What?
Is there any way to make those if someone just uses a sponge on a knife or not?
Like a regular sponge? It's not so hard, is it? Is a regular sponge, like a regular sponge is like a cloth. When they said karkakasha, they look, it's not so posh. They lechore meant something harder than a cloth, right? They had cloths, right? And they discussed cloths. And according to one day in Rashi, maybe even they discussed cloths on the very dot. But certainly Mefurish and other sugars and shops, they discussed wiping with a cloth. So it sounds like you need something harder than a regular sponge. Now maybe the scrubby sponge, you know, like some of the sponges have a hard side?
Yeah.
Lemaisa, I rely on the hard side of the sponge. How hard is the hard side of the sponge?
Have a good day.
Depends on what sponge.
The Shabbos sponges are very hard, no?
Yeah.
The Adventist kind of Shabbos sponges. Anyway, the hard side of the sponge I definitely rely on for non-charis. For charis, is it really hard, the hard side of the sponge?
It's different grades.
Hmm?
I can show you, but I mean, there are like hard grades among the American ones.
The what?
American ones are pretty good.
Okay, if it's a really hard sponge, I think you can rely on it.
Dabka
10 times.
Mimah says,
you can use it for a lemon. Mimanashach. A lemon is an answer. That's the Gemara. Mimanashach, the itza helps for a lemon. Either a lemon is charif and the itza helps for charif, or a lemon is not charif and the itza helps for lemon. Yeah, but a lemon is an answer, right? So I think that's possible. Unless you want to say lemons are more sour than esro.
How often does someone going to be in a hotel want to cut an onion? It's probably more fruit.
I have no idea.
Lemons.
Okay.
By the sun?
Yeah, who knows?
The way it works is that even Blios out.
Ah, so hold that thought for a second. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas is between the din, which is based on the Rashba and the Ra'ah, and the Mechaber and the Shach versus the Yesh Omen, the Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Right? Okay. Yesh Omen. Now, the Mechaber doesn't think Baal Nefesh should be Machmir. There's Makom for Baal Nefesh to be Machmir, which is based on the Bechor Shor. With the Diuk and Tosos, but not before Tosos, so it doesn't be more serious. So what's the issue? The issue is, what does the Itza help for? The Din is, even Mutter Lachtoch Dover Charis. No, only Mutter Lachtoch Dover She'enu Charis. Well, Dover Charis
is Osir.
What's the Svaras? As Yoni, you were just saying that, right? And I cut you off. Says, what's the machlokas in Svaras?
The machlokas in Svaras is, what does Ne'itza do? Says the Bavar Shar, Ne'itza cleans off the shmutz, right? The shanunis, right? In the old days, maybe even now in some places, the
knives always had caked on shanunis. Ne'itza
cleans off the shanunis, the end. She'algabe hasakin. But it doesn't remove bleos.
Ne'itza doesn't remove bleos, it's just a vigorous scrubbing. Okay? So it only helps for nachar. Oh, what does the Rashba and the Mechaber hold? So we mentioned this earlier in some studies of that
Ne'itza even removes bleos. Not all the bleos.
If you removed all the bleos, then you could use it for hat. Doesn't remove all the bleos.
Removes the bleos that could come out by a cutting.
Any bleos that could come out by a cutting are removed by Ne'itza. Interestingly, even though we say something is leaving into Hagala, it doesn't remove all the bleos that will come out through cooking. But this is parallel but different. If something needs Hagala or Levan and you do Ne'itza, it won't remove all the bleos, but it will remove all the bleos that come out through cutting. Whatever could come out through cutting, those bleos already came out through Ne'itza.
If you have it, if someone didn't know this about knives being any different,
Did the evidence if someone cut an apple, I would say that in our social reality is very different from the reality of Chazal. And in the reality of Chazal, the knives are dirty all the time, and therefore even for non-Hurif you needed an Itza. In our countries, knives are usually clean. So for the evidence, I wouldn't worry about the apple. If they cut an onion, that's a different story, because that's a matter of leos. Okay. This is as far as an Itza. Now, let's continue. V'imyeshmo gumos. Oh, you have to read the O, all the first degree. What if it has gumos? Let's first deal with the gumos. What if it has holes? Ne'itza is not going to help because it won't get into the holes. What do you have to do to get into the holes? What are the two options?
Levan.
Because levan burns out everything, whether it's in a hole or whether it's a bliya. Or mashkiza v'mashkeza shalapach mehidu al-veikula. What's the word? You sharpen it, but you use a sharpener on the whole thing, meaning not just on the edge. You take the whole thing with a sharpener, and you file it, you grind it, whatever it is, a knife grinder, and that destroys everything in the holes.
Where are the holes in the blade?
There are holes in the blade. The holes are in the blade. Now, our knives don't really have holes in the blade. Now, question, what about serrated knives? You know, is that the kind of hole that they mean here? Like you can't clean the serrations of a serrated knife, right? So it actually is true that sometimes people miss things when you wash your dishes. You could leave a tiny piece of gook in the serration of a serrated knife. But it seems to me that in the serrated knives, there's special holes that are made cleanable. So as long as you scrub them carefully, I would think that's okay. But they're nice. Sometimes it holds in it. They have cracks in the knife or something. So what do? You sharpen away the holes. And then you eliminate the holes, right? If you sharpen it, you can just file away the holes. So either file away the holes or do lipa. That's for gumos. Okay. That's the easy part. We're going to leave that for now. So let's just... And this we already had. We took a picture of this. Let's just review the halachos of knives. For a second. What are the cases of knives? Case one is Ein bo gumos v'rotze lachtoch orba. What's a sakin?
What?
It's a okay, kizarko of halachic writing. It's both in this. Okay, v'rotze lachtoch botzone.
The answer is, what do you need? Ne'itza. Great. Case two. What about yesh bo gumos? Yesh bo gumos, we know Ne'itza is not going to help. What else won't help? Hagala.
Why won't Hagala help if it has gumos? What's the rule of Hagala? Hagala removes bleos, but it doesn't get out the end from cracks. Hagala doesn't clean out cracks. So, not the Ether, not Hagala, you only have two options. The two options are Liban or Hashkaza.
Is this the Mishnah of Ozara? Shafa?
Give me a second.
Oh, sorry.
Give me a second.
And it's Nekeba, Shafa with a Makbeke.
That is true.
in terms of that, yes. Even though it starts with Sakin Yoshan, being Gadol, being Katan, right? Hanikach. But then he says Main Ba. Okay. And then Noatza.
So the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is Hasakan Shafa, the Hi Tahora.
Yeah.
Right? Three Nekevas in a row.
Yeah,
three. Okay, fine. Main Ba.
Sama. I just sound like a little bit.
Okay, now, what if you want to use it for hat, right? Im yesh ba gumos, o shirotzo lachta bo chamin, o lishchot ba. You want to use it for hot food or for shechting, and shechting is considered like hat.
Okay, so what if lachta bo ba roteya?
What if you want to use it for hat? What are your options of using it for hat? So, there are three questions here. One is, the Mishnah says the last word line, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, right? The very last word in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is Hasakin, if I'm not mistaken, Shafa v'hi Tahora. You're Shaf and it's Tahora. Beis Yosef here already points out, so Machlokes, you've shown them what Shafa means. But let's assume Shafa means you grind it, right? You file it away with a knife grinder. Anyone ever sharpened a knife? It's like filing something. It's okay, you do. And the question is, what was that case? Shafa v'hi tahora, for hot or only for cold? Not clear. What is the more common? Shafa v'hi tahora, do ne'itza 10 times, that works for hot. Do ne'itza 10 times, and that works for hot. And shafa works for hot? That works only for cold, ne'itza. Ne'itza works only for cold, and shafa is only for cold? Or no, shafa is even for hot, ne'itza is for cold. There's no way to know. So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and others in the Rashba and others. It's actually funny, like, you know, the Mechaber and the Ramat sort of argue about who's the majority opinion. Okay, the Rambam based on the Shami. So what are the options? So one option is Hashchada. That depends whether Shafa, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is Shafa v'hi Tahora Lachtotzonin or Lachtokroteah. What did that last line in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah mean? Since Machlokes in the Rambam and others in the Rashba and others, says the Rambam, based on the Yerushalmi, no, Shafis are even for hot. Then the Gemara adds, means are for cold. How does it work for hot? How does it remove the bleos? Well, you know what happens if you start grinding a knife? First of all, it gets a ton of pressure, and it also becomes really hot. Right? When you grind metal, when you file metal, it becomes very hot, does it not? It does. Trust me. Or try it. Obviously, you'll feel it's burning hot. Right? So maybe that's a hot, that kashes it. Or no, that just cleans it, says the Rambam. It removes wheels. No, but you could say no, it just cleans the end. It just cleans the schmutz. That's the opinion of the Rashba. Says the Beis Yosef, well, since some Rishonim agree with the Rambam, the Yerushalmi's on his side, he's the majority opinion, possibly like the Rambam. Says the Ramah, no, the Rambam's the minority opinion. Most Rishonim say like the Rashba, and we don't care about the Yerushalmi because the Bavli's against the Yerushalmi, and therefore we'll say like the Rashba. So here's the Machlokas. Says the Machaber, Melavna O Mashchiza. Liban,
what are the options? Liban for sure works. Liban, Vadai Mahadi.
Liban is the best kasher of anything in the world. That's the repulsion. Liban works, says Machaber, or sharpening works. Sharpening is a kashering. This is the Machaber. However, says Ramah, V'yeshom d'ashchaza loma hanirak lachmot tzonin v'lonin chaz chamin. Yeshom hashchaza is only clean. Hashchaza is like ne'itza for the Ramah. It's only for cleaning and for eating cold. But v'haki nog l'chachila, and l'chachila, we're machmer that way. Of course, it's not a deal. The pshat is l'chachila or machmer, but this is not a true question. Talk to the Evan or Mako, right?
So the Ramah says, Lechatchila, we're mappers.
Lechatchila, sharpen the knife, you can cut cold like the itza. You can't cut hot.
But Bibi Evan, if you did cut hot, he admits to the
Mechaber that if you sharpen the knife all over and you cut hot, Bibi Evan, your food will be kosher.
Because the sharpener makes it that hot?
Right? Yes, the sharpener makes it that hot like Levin and Agala.
Can't we test that and see if that's true?
Yeah, but then you could just say, like, it's not just a matter of degree of heat, it's a matter of the type of heat, and it's a haloswa type of heat, and you're not going to be achriya. Okay, weiter. Now, of course, what did I not put on the board yet? So we know, hashchaza is a machlokas, whether that helps the kasher knife for hot. Okay, Machaber says yes, Ramah says, lechachila no. Leave on pasha mahani, there's no machlokas about that. How about hagala? Does hagala help for a knife or not? This is a big machlokas. We'll come back to it in Tosfot Aleph. But it's a stirin sugyos. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches says, if you're malab in the trace knife, you can use it. The Gemara in Sochem Daf Lamed says, if you do Hagala on the Chametz stick knife, you can use it on Pesach. So what does a knife need? Does it need Hagala, or does it need Livon? So, what is the deal for the Mechaber? Mechaber says, if it is gumos or you want to cut hot or shecht, malabna o mashchita. What the very powerful 100 decibel argument from silence of the Mechaber, but not Hagala.
Which core is this Gemara from Sochem?
Daf Lamed.
Says you leave it on the part of the knife.
No, that's the Havamina, but the Maskana is Helsa Idi Barosa. Yeah, you remember the Havamina Gemara. I'm remembering the Maskana Gemara. So in the Havamina, everything's wonderful. that doesn't help us, Lahalacha. Okay, so here we seem to have Machlokas. Says the Machaber, Lo Mahani, doesn't help. Says the Machaber doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? Here it's going to be a little tricky, because we're going to get into some trouble, but maybe because he holds like Rabbeinu Tam and others. Remember we had a machlokes? Remember I mentioned machlokes? I put Rabbeinu Tam on one side, maybe the Rambam, the Ramban on the other side, about whether chametz was a teirabala or a suravala? So if you think about it for a second, if here we have a stiras hasogyas, and here we say chulin daf ches amid beis and psachim daf lamed, I think it was amid beis also, says you need libun for a trace knife. Here it says you need hagola for a chametz stick knife. Answers are being Tom, if you're willing to hold that shita, then everything's hunky-dory. Says we're being a Tom. In Isura Bala, you need libun. In a Teira Bala, you need Hagala. Okay. Isura Bala, Teira Bala. Very simple. Why? Because what's the rule of a Teira Bala? You never need libun in a Teira Bala. Hagala is always good enough instead of libun in a Teira Bala. In which case, this is not going to be so pashut. This is not going to be true in the end. But at least that explains the Mechaber for now. And the Mechaber would say, no problem. When you have an Isura Bala knife, it needs Livon. When you have a Teira Bala knife, it needs Hagalah. So therefore, since here we're talking about Yoredeh Kof Chaf Aleph, which is called Helchas Hefsher Kalim, or really, Seder Hefsher Kalim, a nickname Min Ha'akum, Isura Bala, Lo Mahani, because Isura Bala. Oh, why should he leave it in the first place? So the answer is because you sometimes use your knife on the barbecue, right? Don't use your knife on the fire sometimes? The goyim, actually, they might even use their knife to, like, pick up the wick out of their chale of lamb, or they'll use your knife for meat on the barbecue. Maybe they'll even use their knife as a spit to roast things on the campfire, right? So very, very simple. Maybe because it's used for tzli, and it's Isura Bala. Okay, I'm oversimplifying, that's good enough for now, because we're in a rush. And therefore, Hagala is not good enough, you need Libun, right? Isura Bala that was used on a grill, you need Libun, not Hagala. Okay, That's the Mechaber. The and that worked well with Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan adds more, but at least part of Rabbi Natan. The Yesh Omer says the Ramah Dashka the Lomahani that we already read. Let's read again. Rak Lachem Otzonei Voluli Chamahavin Olav Chila V'im Lo Yuchol Laban Asakin Heitev. What if you can't really do a great Liban on the Sakin, which is to get it like so hot that sparks are flying? Why Mishama Tata? Because it has a wooden handle, and you can't do such a good Liban because you're afraid of burning the wooden handle. You labno, do a Liban the best you can. V'yagilenu Acharka, and then do Hagala on the handle. Okay, do Liban on the blade, Nagala on the handle, and that'll be good enough. Umihu, however, am libdo v'lo gilo. If you just did Liban the best you can, that's really good enough if you did Liban the best you can. Yeah, we think maybe, if you did Liban the best you can, that's really good enough. Afilo yesh bo gumos, even if it has gumos, then the Rambam's going to say, that is okay b'di'evet. Okay, fine. If you do Liban the best you can, it's okay, but the Evid. L'chatchila, if you're afraid your Liban might be substandard, also do Hagalah. Okay, we're not getting into the details. Here's the important part. After the Gerol Amad Alf, Olam Higilo Velo Libno. What if you did Hagalah without Liban? The Ainbo Gumos, and has no Gumos. The Chatach Vomachol Cham, and then you cut hot food with it. Lo Nesar, the food is not Osir, but the Evid. Afilo Sakin Ben Yomo, even the Sakin Ben Yomo. Ah, what does the Ramah say? Says the Ramah, notice his Lashon. He doesn't say it's okay to do Hagalah. He says, Lechaschila lo mehani, but b'di eved mehani. Meaning, what does that mean? B'di eved mehani equals imhigil v'chotach bo roteach lo nesar ha'ochel shechotach. Right? Lechaschila, he agrees with the Mechaber. Hagala is not good enough. It says in Chulin you need Liban. But b'di'eved, he's willing to be Mekel, that, b'di'eved, he's willing to be Mekel, that Hagala is good enough. Why is b'di'eved, he's willing to be Mekel, that Hagala is good enough? Obviously, he holds from a different answer to this stira. Or, theoretically, technically, if you read Tosos in some places, it might not be a different answer to this stira, just a different fact. There are two other answers to this stira found in the Balei Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi. What are two other answers to this stira? Here you could say this is talking about a big knife used as a spit. Ah, when do you need Liban for a big knife used as a spit? And this is talking about a small knife based on your shams, so how's big and small, not used as a spit. Meaning what the Ramah meant is, vidyevid we say, what does the Ramah mean? Vidyevid we say, our knives are not usually used as a spit. And therefore, Hagala is good enough. Ah, but what if the guy once put it on the barbecue? So we'll see. The Ramah says, b'di'eved, if you kosher it the way it was usually used, that's good enough. We'll come back to it. Or another pshat, the Yerushalmi, Bali Tulsa suggests in Yerushalmi, this is talking about yesh bo gumos. When do you need Liban if it has gumos? This is talking about ein bo gumos. So what would the Ramah say? The Ramah would say, you know, Chulin didn't mean every Isura Bala knife needs Liban. L'chachila ma'afra that way. But b'di'eved, maybe Chulin only meant knives they use as spits. And our knives, they don't use as spits, the ones you buy from Goyim. So it's not a problem. Or they only meant, in Chulin, a knife with holes needs Liban. But a knife doesn't have holes, which is what the Mechavera he just said, it has no holes. Then, because it's clear in, we'll see in Chavos Pesach, that anything with holes, it doesn't work for it. That's double pashat. Okay, so Ramah is like one of the other things. B'di'eved, he is Mako. Okay, so Halacha Maisa, we'll complicate this a little more when we get this Tafnan Aleph. But, and Sif Gimel and Sif Vav, so that's good enough for now. So, Machlokes, what about knives? How do you miyashiv this stira? Is it that Isura Bala needs Liban? Or no, only certain cases need Liban. That's what we're discussing. Chulin seems to be a close to Chav Ramah. One thing he adds, which is not found, it's a Mordechai, but not found anywhere. Mishkizma says, Heitev Chol Makom. What if you do Hashkaza plus Hagala? That he admits even more to Chachila. That counts as Liban. So what's the one Kiddush the Ramah? Says the Kiddush the Ramah. That says the Ramah.
both together are mutter l'chatzibah. If you do haskada plus hagola, that's as good as leaven, and that's mutter even l'chatzibah.
Okay, that's the rule of kashering. That's the rule of kashering knives. we'll pick up Amir Tashem tomorrow. We still have lots of seder time left now. Tomorrow, we'll let Amir Tashem start Simon Tuf Nun Aleph.